A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a child, I studied art. I liked art, and I remember one of the greatest paintings we studied, to me, to a little kid, was the Hallucinogenic Toreador by Salvador Dali. I never knew art could be so cool. These Venus de Milo's that turned into a Toreador's face, and this bull here, and this whole surreal picture being painted. And after studying this work of art, we got to take a trip as a class to the Salvador Dali Museum and see the real work of art. It's 3 stories tall. 3 stories tall. And there it was. And I will never forget looking at that painting and being just drawn in. And you can see so much more in a 3-story-tall painting than you can see in a poster or a picture in a book. And I remember just looking around at the painting and seeing something new, but being so overwhelmed, I had to turn around and walk away, catch my breath, and come back and look at the painting some more. I remember one little, right below the bowl, there was this suddenly pond with a boat on it. And I remember just sitting in that boat in my mind in the middle of this painting, and things starting to make sense, how carefully Dali had arranged all the different elements in this picture, all playing off of each other, morphing into this, into that, all the meanings coming together. Incredible. Incredible how intricate that painting is. But of course, God is a painter as well, a painter of the universe. And God's universe is far more intricate than even a 3-story-tall Dali surrealism painting. And it's even harder to perceive then how all of these elements fit together. How is it that this connects to that, and there's so much here, and it connects in such a complex way to make this pattern that just you have to turn away from sometimes because it's so overwhelming? And that's where Mary is in this reading. How can this be, since I am a virgin, she says. But of course, God had been planning this from the beginning of time. And there are pieces of this that even Mary did not know, and they were related to her by the angel. Even the people in Mary's day didn't understand this plan the way we do now today, with this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, knowing that Mary was born without sin, conceived without sin, getting ready for this plan. But you see, these pieces of this puzzle only come to be known gradually, piece by piece, as we look around this incredible painting that God has made in the universe. And these pieces over the centuries make more and more sense as we relate this piece to that piece and see God's plan unfolding, and then look back down in the corner into the past and see how this past that seemed to make no sense at the time really was part of the plan and makes sense now. And it lets us know now what's the piece that's important that we see now. And where does God want us to look now? And what does God want us to do now? And in a painting this complex, that piece is always shifting. There's always another little piece that is the now, that is calling us to something different. And when we walk back to a great work of art, each time we look, we see something a little different. And when we're confronted with God's great plan for the universe and for us, each time we look, we're confronted with something a little different. We see it differently. There is a new piece that God would emphasize for us today. So the challenge, I think, that God is placing in front of us this day with the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is to see God's plan not only for the universe, but for us in our lives. Like God has done for Mary, God has already done a lot in us to prepare us to be able to accept the next grace and fulfill our role in His plan. Can we perceive it? Can we see what is being revealed to us today and the way we should move tomorrow? That's the challenge. Open our eyes to this big plan, but how it's beckoning to us today and what it looks like right now, and to allow the fact that God has already done so much that we will never know, but that has opened up a possibility for us that we only need to say, like Mary, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."